So this interesting shiloh, I saw this peek last week about the shiloh was what day do the Jews celebrate Purim in Gaza? Obviously, well, we wish we didn't have that shiloh. Maybe we wish we had the shiloh that it was a regular yeshiv and Jews lived there. But unfortunately, we have many shilohs came up because of the terrible situation in Gaza. So obviously you have many religious Israeli soldiers who will be in Gaza on Purim. And then they asked the shiloh, what day should they be celebrating Purim? So the question is, no one called me in Hamilton, what day should we be celebrating Purim? Like, what's the shiloh? Last I checked, Gaza isn't in Yerushalayim, so wouldn't it be obvious that you celebrate the 14th? So let me give you some background information to understand the shiloh, and then I'll give you the answer of Rev Yosef, Rav Avadya Yosef's son. I forget his first name. That's why you don't know his name. But Rav Avadya Yosef's son, I believe, he's the one who addressed the shiloh. So, and then I saw it other people as well, probably. So, but either way, the Mishnah says in Megillah Nikris B'Yalav Yibayz B'Yid Gimel B'Yidala B'Tezvav. So, there's a whole discussion in terms of when does one celebrate Purim? So we know 14th for Rov Klai Yisrael and 15th for the walled cities during time of Yoshua ben Nun. So the only clear-cut one today is Yerushalayim. And so what about if you live in what some people call Yerushalayim versus Jerusalem? What they mean is, the old city of Jerusalem is Yerushalayim. Ben Yehuda, the Shuk, Yafo, that's Jerusalem. So when would they read Megillah? So they read Megillah on the 15th, because halacha isn't, even though they're not a clear, it's not because they're in a walled city. There's another halacha. Any city that's, any village or that's smucha to a city, so they also read on the 15th. So therefore, Yerushalayim is smucha to the old city, and therefore, there's no, maybe there is a debate. Well, halacha, there's no debate. Everyone in Yerushalayim reads on the 15th. I wouldn't say there's no machokas. Maybe you could get into where does Yerushalayim end on that in terms of reading it. But whatever Yerushalayim is, you read on the 15th. In fact, that was the Chazon Ish's shita. He said that so that's the case if where you're a Vadai. So what about if you're a Suffolk Mukhmas Cham? Let's say you're not sure. I don't know if you were a walled city from the time of Yeshua ben Nun. So it's a Suffolk. So what do you do if you're a Suffolk? So Mikra Megillah is, we assume, it's Midivrei Kabbalah. So Divrei Kabbalah ke Divrei Torah Dami. So the Gemara tells us, the Gemposkim tell us, you'd read on the 14th and the 15th. So, but on the 14th you make a bracha, on the 15th you don't make a bracha. Because Suffolk brachos kohakel. So fundamentally, we're saying ultimately the main Purim is really on the 14th. But outstanding, we're letting you, it's kind of like it's the opening Mishnah Megillah. It says Megillah you can read on the 11th, 12th, and 13th, which we don't do today. But back in the day, there were villages. So they didn't have, whatever the reason was, either they didn't have a minion, they didn't have a Baal Korei, whatever their issue was. It depended on who read for them on when they came in on Yudalav Yibayz and Gimel. Was it the Bnei Ya'ir who read? So maybe how could they read for them? Maybe it was the Bnei HaKvarim who read, but they had a minion. Whatever, that's not our share now, but whatever they did, it was a special dispensation. They read the Megillah on either 11, 12, and 13, but when did they celebrate Purim? On 14. It was only a dispensation for the Megillah. It wasn't a dispensation for Purim. So that's why, that's what I think it's the Chachma Shlomo points out, or the Cheshek Shlomo, one of them, they point out that, one of the Shlomos, as I like to say, is points out that Purim is mentioned 5 times in the Megillah. I didn't count, I'm just basing it on him. And twice Mole, 3 times Chaser. Twice it's spelled full, and the other 3 times it's spelled Chaser. So why? So he wants to say because 3 days we have a quasi Purim. We read Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, and Yud Gimel. But that's not really Purim, but we let you read the Megillah. It says Megillah Nikras, Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel. So those are days where they used to read. However, Yud Aleph and Tezvah, that's the full Purim for wherever you are. So people ask, so what about, we see the Kfarim, they didn't read the celebrate Purim, and not only that, they ask, what about the night reading? What do they do at night? So some elites to some to conclude that the night reading was a later institution. There was no night reading. But even, that's not the consensus view. The consensus view, there always was a night reading, but obviously, I mean, they were honest. Like, they didn't have a balk. Depending what reason they weren't reading for, they couldn't read at night. Because they didn't have a balk, if you didn't have a balkore, or a klaf, or even if you did, maybe if their issue was you needed a minyan, and it's a Megillah Shalom Bizmana, you need us, you know, whatever the reason is, they didn't read at night. So, same thing here. I assume they did all the mitzvahs Hayom. I don't know what they did, but I'm assuming they only read the Megillah. I don't know if they kept, maybe they did. I don't know if, I'm not sure what they do. There's no problem eating a Suda. There's no problem giving Shalach Manas. The only thing we make a bracha is on the Megillah. So I guess depends how much of a suffix you are. You have to check whether they actually did the other mitzvahs Hayom or not. So, however, regarding Gaza, so apparently at one point Gaza was a suffix Mukhmas Chama, Gaza. So I don't know, maybe in 1920, whenever the last time Gaza was a Jewish Yishuv. So some posts can bring down that they used to read the Megillah. Maybe it was a Suffolk Mukhas Chama. Maybe they celebrated Purim on the 14th and the 15th. And I think Tiberias, Chevron, there's a whole list of cities where you have to speak to we have to go to every city and see what the Psak is today, what people do. However, so when it came to Gaza, the fact that he asked the Shaila, I'm assuming at one point, Gaza read on the 14th and the 15th. Or else what's the Shaila? If they never read before, they went. So according to those opinions that Gaza is a Suffolk movement, Chama Yeshua Ben Nun. And back when there was an Israel, when the Jewish Yeshuv was there, they kept both days. So that's the Shaila. The Shaila is, what day should they celebrate Purim? And the answer was they should just celebrate, don't even read the Megillah without a bracha, on the 15th, because it's no longer a Jewish yeshuv, it's not only a Jew, it's Goyim, it's anti-Semites. At least that was the Psak of Rav Yosef, and I assume, I didn't go into it more, but I don't know if other opinions disagree, but that was the Psak of Rav Yosef, that he said the Jews in Gaza should only celebrate Purim on the 14th, not on the 15th, because he gave a bunch of reasons why. One was it's an Eir Shagayim. So obviously we should be mispalel for another Nes Purim, that it should only be a hypothetical Shaila, that Tefillah should be answered, that we should have a double fulfillment. This coming Shabbos is Parsha Zachar. We should fulfill the mitzvah of Mechi, not only Zachir is Amalek, but Mechi is Amalek, and get rid of Amalek, and bring back the hostages, and all the IDF people, they could come back and celebrate Purim in Eretz Yisrael proper.